give a short kabore. Minyan of mechuyev kaporet meisei. So I just want to discuss Rashi Shita, Teisa Shita, and Rambam Shita. Daf Zayin Omedal. Daf Zayin Omedal. Veyo Edubad. Veyo Marobi. Chatos. Chatos Sheshochtei. Veyo Marobi. Chatos Sheshochtei on Mishem Mechuyev Chatos Psalm. In other words, there are two kinds of machshoves. There is Shinu Kedesh and there is Shinu Bayit. So by Hatos, a machshove of Shinu Kedesh passels, and a machshove of Shinu Bayit passels, like Amre the call. So if he was Sheikhe de Hatos, al Mishe Mechuyev Hatos, so let's say it is Hatos Ruvei. And at the time he was Sheikhe de Hatos, so he had a machshove L'shem Shimon. L'shem Shimon. And Shimon is also Mechuyev Hatos. Let's say Ruvei ate Chayot B'Sheget. And Shimon ate Chayot B'Sheget. So if the Zeveach of the Hatos was Mechashid L'shem Shimon, and Shimon happens to be Mechuyev Hatos, so then it's possible. Al Mishe Mechuyev Eilok Sheo. But suppose Shimon is not Mechuyev Hatos, Shimon is Mechuyev and Eilo, and the one who is the Zeveach, the Zeveach, the Hatos, so he had a Machshove, L'shem Shimon, so it's Ksheo. My time, V'chiper Olov, Olov V'loy Al Chaveirei, Chaveirei Dum Yedidei, B'Mechuyev Kaporek Meis. So in other words, as it appears from the Gemara at the bottom, is the same Aloche as Mino Machri, Loi Mino Loi Machri. So, which kind of a machshove is a machshove piseles? That's only a machshove mino. But a machshove shaloi mino is not a machshove piseles. Is not a machshove piseles. So, mele, that's the exerasakos. If it's mechuyev kapora kemeisei, then it's a machshove mino. If it's any mechuyev kapora kemeisei, it's loi mino. So, it's loi mach. It's loi mach. וחיפור חביר חביר ידוי לידי ביחויב כפור הכניס ויום הרוב חתו ששוחת that's the girls of Moses Rashi כשמקובצס we mentioned another girls and that is the girls of Saramba but the girls the usual girls case was also mentioned that there's another girls so the usual girls is the girls that is now Gimor ויום הרוב חתו ששוחתו על מי שאין מחויב כלום, פסול. אם he was sheikhed the Hatos and he was mechashi that he should be mechaper, he should be korei for a person who is not chayev any korm, not chayev any korm, is psul. Lifluk, it's strange, because Rabbi just mentioned that if he was sheikhed the Hatos על מי שמחויב, אילו is קשירו. Why? Because he's not מחויב כפור כמייסי. So, if someone who is מחויב כפור, but an אילו, is considered any מחויב כפור כמייסי, על החסקמו וחמו, if he's not מחויב, any כפור, not חטוס and not אילו, he certainly should be considered as any מחויב כפור כמייסי, and it should be a מחשוב את אליו מינו, and he's לא מחרי, and he should not be possible. So Rabbi says no. If he שייך, על מי שמחויב אילו, then it's any מחויב כפור כמייסי. But if he שייך, על מי שאין מחויב כלום, חטוס אור אילו, so then it is possible. Why? Because that's an impossibility. שאין לך אודם בישראל, שאין לי מחויב עסק. שאין לך אודם בישראל, שאין לי מחויב עסק. Because every Jew, in צדיק בורס, שעשה טיבו ליח, so let's say he's a big tzaddik and he was not even a nesed amazed but you know it that he shouldn't be mivate le nesed b'sheyik l'chol apoches so me mele he is considered mechuyev kapor kemezi v'yom arove chatos mechaperes al chayev esek so me mele it's considered מקלחימה, החיוב הכניסס מחפרס, על חיוב, אצל ריקושים. So, ממילא, so, if somebody, so, even even though we don't know whether he's chayev a kapore for anything, but it can be assumed that l'chol apoches he's mechuyev a kapore on an ese, whether the mezit or b'sheigik. So mimele, that since chatos is mechape on an ese also, not only is chatos mechape on an isa kores b'sheigik, but it's mechape on an ese also, so mimele, one who is mechuyev kapore on an ese is considered to be bar mino of chatos, and bar mino is machri. So in other words, it's considered mechuyev kapore kemeise. So we see from this Gemara that the aloche of mechuyev kapore kemeise is based upon the concept of bar mino machri, lo mino machri. Even though the Gemara mentions a special zakoshim, that kochim lishachum, chatos lishachum is not possible because kochim chalim kochim lishachum chalim kochim. And the Rambam, even though the Gemara mentions it in respect to Rabbi Eliezer, but the Rambam doesn't pass like Rabbi Eliezer, he passes like Rabbonon, and still he mentions that Roshe. But it appears from Rashi that the reason as to why we have to resort to a special Yalfuse of Kochim Mechalim Kochim Vichum Mechalim Kochim, because without Exer Sakosuf I would deduce it Kalchema Kochim Mechalim Kochim Chum Mechalim. So because, so you have to resort to the exerzakosu kochim mechalim kochim veichum mechalim kochim. So in other words, but once we, because without the exerzakosu of kochim mechalim kochim veichum mechalim kochim, then we would deduce the kalachema kochim mechalim kochim chum mechalim. So that exerzakosu tells us, no, we cannot deduce that kalachema. If we cannot deduce that kalachema, so in final analysis, it is based upon the general concept of mino machiv, loy mino, loy machiv. So here too, it's true that there is a posik mechuyev, olo b'loyel chavere, chavere dum yididei, mechuyev kapore kemeisei, but this is only declaratory of the same concept of mino machiv, loy mino, loy machiv. So Meile Chome says, chato sheshochta on mishin mechuyev lum, is psulo. Shein lechotum, yishoyo shein mechuyev esei. ויאמר עוד אחד מחפרס על חייב עשה מכל חיימה על חייב קריסט מחפרס על חייב עשה לכל שם סוממילה when he is חייב כפור who requires a כפור for an עשה is considered minor bar minor is considered minor of חטוס if it's considered minor of חטוס סוממילה it's מחויב כפור כמי עשה סוממילה it is possible. So the Gemara Sikashe, remain ready mas minoi. Oh, that's the Gemara, from which we see that the aloche of Mechuyev Kapore Kemeise is the identical aloche of Mino Machim, loy Mino loy Machim. Remain ready mas minoi. We are Marobe, Chatos Yeshoch, Tal Mishe Mechuyev Chatos, Psulo, Al Mishe Mechuyev Eilok Sheiro. So the Gemara is asking the same Kashi, the same Kashi. If Rabbi says, on one hand, that Chato Sheshochta on Mishin Mechuyev Klum is Psulo, why is it Psulo? Why is it Psulo? But there is Aloche of Mino Machif Mechuyev Kapore Kemeisi. And it's in Mechuyev Klum, so it's Loi Mino. It's in Mechuyev Kapore Kemeisi. The answer is, Eim Lechodom Yisrael, Sheino Mechuyev Kapore Alese. So Mimele, and Chato is Mechaperes Alese. So it's Mino. So why does Rabbi say in the other thing, Chatos, Sheshochto, al mi she mechuye veilo is kshero. What does mechuye veilo mean? He was even an ese. No, so we know that he's mechuye an ese. So it's kalachemer of lacking. Even the case where we don't know. So we take, there is a presumption. He probably is mechuye kabal ese. Al hachamu lechamo, if we know that he was mevat an ese. So he's certainly mechuye kapor an ese. He knows that he is even an ese mevaisi. So, in such a case, he says, Chatos Sheshochto, al mi she mechuyev veilo, is kshero. But why? After all, the chiyuv kaporo for an ese is mino of Chatos, because Chatos is also mechaper an ese. So, the more the teretz, that mikive loy mechapche, mikufye mechapche, mikufye mechapche. Now, mikufye means The literal meaning of mikupie is the periphery. It's only mechape here. On a periphery level. On a periphery level. What does it mean? And if it's mechape, it's mechape. So the pshat in this Gemara is probably that even though chatos is mechape and an essay, but chatos is not korei for the purpose of being mechape on an essay. Chatos is korei for the purpose of being mechape on certain aveiras. Let's say chayil dam. Eli is a kores bishay. So chatos is bo and is korei for the purpose of being mechape here. Of being mechape for an avere of kores bishay. One can, if one was not evil and this a kores bishay, he didn't put on film. He cannot bring a chatos and say, I'm bringing a chatos in order of chapa. Chatos is not bought to be mechape. Unless, even though he knows and he'll be mafrish, the chatos, the behemoth, he'll be mafrish in order to be mechape. For the bitul mitzvah tefillin, he cannot do it. So in other words, that means that chatos anese is not mechaper mikive. It's not koreh for the purpose of being mechaper for anese. It's koreh for the purpose of being mechaper for an avera of koreh b'shekik. But once it is koreh, because he has to be in its kapore. For chile, for dam, or chometz v'pesach, whatever, is a kores v'sheyik. So once it is korei, so agavurche, incidentally and peripherally, the literal meaning of mikufye is peripheral. So what it means, incidentally, agavurche, since it is korei, for the purpose of being mechaper, the avere of kores v'sheyik, so agavurche, incidentally, he has kapore for the essay too. So how does it answer the kashe? So let's see what Rashi says. Mikive lo imechap rechata says. Mikufye mechap hilkach al mi she mechuye veilo is ksheilo. Kim dihi friseilo. So, now, the Shem Kubetzes changes the kiosi. Alright, but without the Shem Kubetzes correction. So Rashi is saying that Rashi emphasizes kiv di friseilo shaykh kule ese shebiyode yaelo visu li shaykh chatos gabei avu misho li fris klum vavir is ese biyode shaykh chatos gabei dilo avu mischayef chatos מחפר איזה מקופיה, אינסידנטלי, הלקחן שמי החטוסי, שנצחתו לשמי לפייץ לו. So according to the way it's written in Rashi's text, without the correction by the Shidduch Kubetzes, Rashi is saying that the way to reconcile the two members by Rove, on one hand Rove has a memory, that חטוס ששוחטי על מי שמחויה ואילו יש קשירו, חויה ואילו יש קשירו, even though chatos is also mechaper on an essay, and here we have a person that is definitely mechuyev kapore for an essay. Subjectively, he knows about it. So, but the chatos is considered lav mino. Why is the chatos considered lav mino? So Rashi explained it as follows: the memre of Rove that says. Chatos sheshochto al mi shechuye veilo is ksheiro, because it's amino, even though chatos also has a shayches with an essay. But in view of the fact that chatos only has a kapore for an essay, mikufi, only an incidental kapore, but the chatos can never be korei for the purpose of being mechaper an essay. It's korei for the purpose of being mechaper for chile, for dam, for it's a korei b'sheyik. But once it is korei for the purpose of being mechaper for an isa korei b'sheyik, so agavurche, agav grore, so it's also mechaper. So agav grore, incidentally, it's also mechaper aviv esese that he has. So mimele, But it's only an incidental, peripheral kapore, not a direct kapore. Since it's not a direct kapore, so the chatos can affect incidental kapore only if, as long as the bailim who is mechuyev the kapore for the essay did not set aside a special behemoth to be mechata for the essay. As long as the bailim who is mechuyev kapore for the essay was not mafrish a behemoth, a neiro, so to affect kapore for the essay. But if he was mafrish, a neiro, he said, Harei Zulu Ilosi, because he wants to have kapore for the essay for Pitum Misatvilum, so Mimele the Chatos cannot affect any kapore for the essay. Because the whole kapore is incidental. So when is it incidental? When can it affect? When can it come Chatos? Affect incidental agav kore, incidental kapore. For the essay, if he wasn't mafrish, a korban to be mechaper for the essay. But once he was mafrish, a korban, he set aside a korban, that the korban is aimed. This korban, this behemoth is already destined, is aimed to be mechaper for the essay. So memele, the chatos, which is not capable of affecting direct kapore under any circumstances, it can only affect indirect kapore, incidental kapore, agav kore, agav dilgu, with the kapore for the isakores v'sheyeik. So only when there is no heftzer bikom that is aiming to be mechaper for the essay. But once he was mafish, a behemoth for the eile to be mechaper for the essay, so then the chatos is mufke of affecting even incidental kapore. So Memele, since he was mafrish, so this is what Rashi says, that when does Rabbi say, Al Misha Mechuya Veilo Ksheiro, because it's Lav Minor, why is it Lav Minor? But after all, the Chatos can also affect Kapore. The answer is, it is Minor, Chatos is Minor of an essay. It's considered Minor of an essay. As long as the Chatos is capable of giving, of affecting Kapore for the essay. But when is the Chatos capable of affecting Kapore for the essay? Only if he was not Mafrish Veile for the essay. But once the Bailim was already, the other Bailim, say Shimon, was already Mafrish, the behemoth, as an Eiro, to be Mechaper for the essay, so Mimele, the Chatos, a Chatos cannot give kapore. So let's say if the same bailim had been makri v'chatos also shimen, it wouldn't affect kapore for the essay. Because the only chalizdin of kapore is only as an incidental kapore, incidental to the kapore for the isakore v'sheyeik. So when can it affect an incidental kapore, agav gore, only if it was not mafrish a deilo for the essay? But if he was mafrish deilo for the essay, then the chatos cannot affect any kapore for the essay. Not even mikufi, not even incidental kapore. So memele, it's lav minor, because it's incapable of being mechaper for his essays. So it's lav minor l'machri, so that's why it's ksheilo. Avo mishol hifris klum, v'aviris essay b'yodei, shaya chatos gabei, diyu have mischayev chatos, Mechaper ese, mikufye. But suppose is the keyan was sheichet, the keyan or mazar, because the aloha is shechita is ksheira bizar. He was sheichet the chatos. He was sheichet the chatos. Al mi she mechuyev klum. But any mechuyev klum. So one thing is sure, he is mechuyev. Chatos ruv. So the Keyan was Sheikhit, Chatos Rubein, Kidei, he was Mechashe, that Shimon should be Mischaper. So even though Shimon, we don't know that Shimon himself is not aware of any Chiyuv Kapore that he has. He is not aware, but he certainly, Klap Ishmael is Galye, that a number of times he was Eiver, even if he's the biggest Tzaddik. So Klap Ishmael is Galye, that the number of times he was mevatel lechol apochet v'shenit certain essay. And since he's not even aware of it, so he certainly was not mafrish, and Eloi, behemoth, Eloi, to be mechaper, so mimele, it's considered that the hatos is minor, because for such a person, let's say if Shimon himself had been makriv a chatos, so then the same kom agav kore would affect kapore, not only agav kore of the avera of kore v'sheyek, it would affect kapore for bitul tefillin also. So mimele is considered minor, and it passes the kom. So avu mishul yifres kum v'avera zesem yode shaya chatos gavei. So in other words, so Mimele, that this chatos is minor of an essay, because this chatos is capable of being mechaper of an essay. But it's not capable of being mechaper for an essay if the one who requires a kapore was already set aside the nail for this. All right, now let's see the thesis. Chatos, Abzayim Amudal, thesis Divra Masi. Taz chatos, sheshoch tal mi shemchuye veiro ksheiro, uchigein shalo yifri so adayim. So thesis says just the reverse of what Rashi says. I mean, according to the girls that we have of Rashi, thesis says just the reverse. According to the Shimon Peres, we'll soon see correction. So it's not the direct antithesis of Rashi, but there is still a difference between Rashi and Tesis, even according to the Shimon Peres correction. But according to the way it appears in our text, so Tesis says just the antithesis of Rashi. Rashi says that the member of Rome, of Chatos Sheshochto, Al Misha Chuyevei Lokshero, has reference to the case where he was davke mafrish, because if he wasn't mafrish, then it would be possible, because it would be minor. But davke if he was mafrish, so mele, once a person is mafrish and elo for avere or benese, so chatos becomes mufke of the potential of affecting kapore for the avere sese. This is just the reverse. Uchegein shelo yifri so adayin. Davke if he was not mafrish. So according to Rashi, if he was not mafrish, so then it would be minor, and it would be possible, because the chatos would then be minor. It wouldn't be mufke of affecting kapore for the essay if it was not mafrish. So according to thesis, in the case of lo yifriso, so then it is considered lav minor. It is considered lav minor. Why? Because if he was already mafis, havelei kal mi shen mechuyev klum, intim zoleim ad mechapka esed lachav chose. In other words, because further in the Gemara, there is an abayit leivshite. Whether a meilo is mechapir an avir esese that took place after the chose. So, vis-a-vis chatos, the Gemara says that it certainly is not mechaper for a chilev, lachilas chilev, that took place after the afkos. There is a difficult Rambam, all right, but from that Gemara further, it appears that vis-a-vis chatos, so it goes without saying that if a person was mafris chatos, because he ate chilev b'sheyek once, and then And then, half an hour after he was mafrish, he ate chiller again. So in the mele, that chatos that was makriv, even though the akrovet takes place, after he ate chiller again, he cannot be mechav. It appears from him. But Gemara has an abaye. How about Eilu? How about Eilu? So suppose someone who is mafrish in Eilu, with mafrish in Eilu, and then, after he was mafrish in Eilu, so he was mivatel, mitzvah stvil, mivatel and es, kenet mimachapra, so it's a vital issue. So Teisve says that this member of Rove, according to the alternative, that Eilu is not mechaperes al eset l'acharav roshe, then this member of Rove, of chato sheshochto al mi shemechuyev Eilu ksheiro, has to be applied to the case of lo yifrish. But if Risho, so then it's not Ksheiro. Because if, assuming that Eilu is not mechaperes on an essay that is, on an essay that is, that he was mivatel le'achar afroshe, so mimele, if he was sheichet achatos, al mi shemachuyev Eilu, havelei k'al mi she'eini mechuyev klum. In Timzoleima, do in Chapka Esed Lacharav Chose. Now, the Mistome Eilu Yovi Vichapir Al Hakeil has reference to the case of Loyifrish. So Teitzer says. So in other words, but the member of Rove has reference to the case of Chato Sheshokta Al Mishim Chuyev Eilu, Loyifrish Adai. So then it's a Ksheiro. Why? Because then it's considered Lav Mino. Why? Because since it's lo yifrish adayim, and he's, but he's already, but he's cognizant of the fact that he has to bring an eilu to mechaper. He knows that he was mivatil the essay of tvil for a number of days. So mimele, he is cognizant and he is determined to bring an eilu in order to effect kaporah for the Avira Sese. So Mimele, since the Gavre is destined to bring Geneo, so Mimele, the Chatos is already Mufke of effective Kapon. You see, that's the Sheet of Thesis. According to Rashi, so when does the Chatos become Mufke of effecting Kapon? For an essay, which is only, essentially, an incidental kapor. The chatos is never koreh for the purpose of being mechaper an essay. It's koreh for the purpose of being mechaper for an isakoreh b'shevik. But incidentally, agav koreh, it can affect kapor. So according to Rashi, so a chatos is always capable of affecting incidental kapor for an essay, except if there was a froshe, where there is a specific home that is already aiming to be mechaper. But as long as he was not mafrish, even though the gavre is destined, in all probability we are sure, he will bring an eilu, but the chatos is not as yet mufke of affecting kapore for the essay. Of affecting kapore. That's according to Rashi. According to Teisves, it doesn't depend whether there is a specific korban that is aimed to be mechaper for the essay. But the important thing is whether the gavre is destined to bring an eilu. If the gavre is destined and is expected to bring a behemo or an eilu to affect kapore for the essay, so then the chatos cannot affect incidental kapore. But, mimele, if it's chatos sheshochto al mi shemechuye veilo, and in other words, chatos ruvin, the kain was sheichait, the chatos for ruvin. Ruvin is mechuye v'chatos, he ate chile v'sheik. So the kain was sheichait, ruvin's chatos, but he was mechashait, that he should be mechaper Shimon. And Shimon was mevatel mitzvah tvil. And he did not as yet set aside the behemoth for a leo. So mimele, we say that it's kosher. It's lav mino. Ruvin's chatos is kosher. It's lav mino. Why is it lav mino? Because this chatos is lav mino relative to Shimon. Because since Shimon is cognizant of the fact that he is mechuyev to bring an eor, so in all probability, we can be sure that he will bring an eor. Even though he was not machpish as yet, so there is no specific behemoth that is aiming to be mechaper for the essay of Shimon. But since Shimon is cognizant of the fact that he has to bring an eor, so in all probability, he's destined to bring an eor to be mechaper. Since the gabre is expected to bring an eor, and so he wouldn't have to resort to the incidental kapore by chatos. So mele the chatos is moved of affecting incidental kapore. Is moved of incidental kapore. Mashenke, if he was already, Shimon was already mafrish, so then we know that when Shimon is destined to bring the ilo that he was already mafrish, and that ilo that he will bring will be mechaper for the heretofore Averas Eseh. But since the Afroshe, he has new Averas of Eseh. And that Eilo that he will bring will not be capable of affecting Kapore for the new Averas of Eseh. And another Eilo he will not bring. He will not bring. So Mimele, the Gabri is not destined to have a full Kapore for all the Averas of Eseh. So Mimele, the chatos is still capable to affect kapora for him. So mimele, it is. So mimele, it is considered mino. So it's possible. This is the issue. Iname the oma harei olayelo dichshav biseno yichapir al koresi shaloma. So what does he end with the iname? So in other words, because first they said that Chobis Memre of Chatos Shoshochta al Mishel Chuyev Eilok Sheiro can be applied to the case where Shimon, for whom the Kayan was Mechashiv, where at the time he was Sheichet, the Chatos, so was cognizant of the fact that it's Mechuyev Eilok, and but he was not mafrish, and he was not even did not even take the neder of Ari Olai. Then Teisa says, no, it can apply not only to the case where Shimon so was cognizant of the fact that he's mechuyev to bring an eor and didn't even make a neder, but even if Shimon already made a neder, but he so far he only made a neder of Ari Olai, he did not as yet make a neder of Ari Zu. But he made an eder of Arielai, so Mimele, the Gabre is destined to have Kapore with the Eilo that he will bring, and all the Averes of the Eser that he will have been Eiver prior to the time, he will be maybe this Eilo that he was Minadeh to bring. So Mimele, the Gabre, in view of the fact that he is destined to have kapore to a neilo, so he's mupke of affecting a kapore to a chatos, even if Shimon will decide to bring a chatos. So, but in view of the fact that he is already destined to have a kapore for the esse, for the neilo, he couldn't have a kapore for the averes esse, for the chatos. So, mele, it's lavino, so it's loimach. This is the issue. Now, then, the Shimon Kobetz says, changes, makes a correction here. The Shimon Kobetzes. The Shimon Kobetzes says, they are numit beis. So he says, Sheiro, in the Rashi, Mikuf ye mechapre, Hilkach al mishe mechuyah ve'ilok Sheiro. Kibn di hifris, so bracket from, inserted, and the word the hifris. And the Shimon Kobetzes says, יחיב משנודע, תיבה שהיא הפריס, לא ישייך ונמחק. Why did he make this collection? Had a shite. That, because according to the Girsa in our text, in Rashi, so when do we say that the one who is mechuyev an eiro, let's say Shimon, is mechuyev an eiro, so memele, he becomes lav minor, why does he become lav minor? If he becomes mufke from the possibility of affecting kapore for the essay three hats. Shimon is mechuyev an eiro. You know what will essay? Now, he's not mechuyev hatos, but suppose, any minute, he'll be there, and Issa Kores b'shegeik, and he'll bring a hatos, which will be Kore for the purpose of effecting kapore, for the Kores b'shegeik. Will it also affect kapore for this? So according to the Girsa in this Rashi, it will only if Shimon was already mafrish at the time when he brings the khatos. So he was already mafrish, but the deiro. But if he was not as yet mafrish deiro, even though he already took an eder to bring an eiro, so and then he brings the khatos, so the khatos will be capable of affecting kapore for the system. Only when there is a specific korban that is already aiming to be mechaper for the SS, then the chatos, then the one who brings the chatos becomes mufke of affecting kapore, incidental kapore over the averes of SS. But he, as long as he wasn't mafrish the behemoth for the ilo, so then he's still capable. So the chatos is still capable of affecting a kapore mikufye, incidental kapore, for the averes of the essay. So, and since he becomes mufke of affecting, so only if he was mafrish. So mele he becomes mufke, but if he wasn't mafrish as yet, he doesn't become mufke of affecting a kapore for the averes of essay. According to the Shmikubetz's correction, even if he wasn't mafrish, as long he was already took the neder of bringing an eiro, so since he is mechuyev al pidin to bring an eiro to be mechaper the essay, because he already took an neder, so he's mechuyev, so mele he becomes mufke of affecting kapore tuyachatos that he'll bring. Tuyachatos. So, in other words, so he already becomes mufke. And so according to Shmikbetz's Girsa, so the memory of Rove has reference to the case where he was not only to the case of the memory of Rove, why? Because it's Lav Minor. Why is it Lav Minor? Because the Chatos cannot affect Kapore for the Avir Avese. So according to Shmikbetz's Girsa in Rashi, so it has reference to the case where he's already mafrish, so it's mufke, and even if he wasn't already mafrish, but as long as he was already neideh, so since he was already neideh, so he's mechuyev to bring an eiro to be mechaper on the essay. He took an eder to bring an eiro to be mechaper on the essay. So memele, chatos, suppose he'll bring a chatos. He will not be able to affect kapore for the SS, because he is already mechuyev. Masheinke, in the case where he is cognizant that he is mechuyev kapore for an SS, mechuyev kapore an SS, but he wasn't neider as yet. So mimele, since he wasn't neider as yet, so there is still a possibility. Maybe so he's not mechuyev to bring an eiro. He's not mechuyev. And there is a possibility, maybe Shimon will eat chile b'sheyeik, then he'll have to bring a chatos in order to be mechaper for the avere of chile b'sheyeik, and it will be mechaper also for the avere of ese. So it's not an absolute certainty that he must So he's not absolutely destined to effect kapore for the SS or the Avor Seilen. Maybe he won't even bring it in. Maybe he won't. And suppose, first of all, there is a possibility maybe he'll have to bring a chatos to be mechaper for Chilis Mishegek. Assuming that he will not be nichsho in a aver of Kol Mishegek. After all, there is no chiyuv deraisa incumbent upon a Jew that if he doesn't put on tefillin one day, that he has to bring an eruv. There is no such halacha. There is a chiyuv deraisa incumbent upon a Jew. If he eats chilis mishegek, he must bring a chatos. There is rabbi in the Gemara in Bava Kami, sheshenogach, where the chariyo v'chatois mimashkin leison or aim mimashkin leison. Maybe we have to force him because makin is such a thing in Afshei, or maybe Bezin doesn't have to force him because he will be induced by himself without pressure by Bezin. But he's certainly mechuyev. Midrash said to bring a korban, mashenkin if he's a Jew, is mevatel mitzvas tefillin. Is it mechuyev midrash said to bring an eruv? All right, if he brings an eruv, so he acts in the ideal way, so that will affect kapore. But if he doesn't, he can affect kapore even without being an ayor, because over a lesser, so he was also tshuve, he was also bishom ha-chemekele. It's only as a duren. So memele, according to Shinukopetzes, Girsay Rashi, so Rashi is saying that Rovis Memre of Chatos Sheshochta on Mishim Chuyev Eilo Ksheiro has reference to the case, let's say, the Kehen Moshechet, Chatos of Rubei, and he was Mechashe Yivrishim Shimen. And Shimen is Mechuyev and Eilo for Bitl Mitzastril. So it can be applied to the case where Shimen was already Mafris and Eilo. So then of course, he's already Mufti, of course, even according to Shmukbetz's correction, Rashi is Chelik al Teisves. So then, he's already the Chatos. So Shimon is already Mufke of affecting Kapore for the Averis of the Ese. Averis the Ese, through the Chatos, if and when he brings. But even if he wasn't as yet Mafri Shimon, the behime as an eruv for the essay. But as long as he already took a neder ariolai, so he's absolutely mechuyev to bring such a korban. And when he brings, so since he is mechuyev, he's obligated to be destined to effect kapore for all the aviras of essay by bringing an eruv. He has a chiyuv neder. So Mimele, he is Mufke of affecting Kapore through Echados. So Mimele, it's Lamino. But suppose he was not. And he was not even Neideh, but he's cognizant. So maybe he'll never be Neideh. He'll decide, why should I spend money after all? I can have Kapore for the Ese by doing Tshuve without being an Eo. So Mimele, he's not absolutely destined to effect kapore for the essay, through an eilo that you obviously bring. Maybe you will not bring an eilo. So since it's not a certainty that he will effect kapore for the essay through an eilo, so mele, and there is a possibility that he'll bring a chatos, and then that chatos will be capable of affecting incidental kapore for the avinas of the essay. So Mimeo is considered minor, so Mimeo it's possible. Alright, now let's see the Shita Zarambam. The Rambam passes that chatos lishim chum is kosher, I mean, there's the Gemara, but as the Gemara Gemara Daf Mem Vov says, it will always Shem Chevo. So if the Kehen was Sheikhi, Chatos is Shem Chum, so it's not possible, it's kosher, but we always Shem Chevo. Even though in the case where the Kehen shares a Chatos Tome without any Machshoves, so then it's always Shem Chevo too. But Shem Chum is not a Stome, is worse than Stome. Stome, so it's always Shem Chevo too. But Shem Chum is not considered to be analogous to stone. So mele, it's not in machshava piseles to the chutpasel like chatos lishimelo. So there, but so it's not possible, but it's not real lishimchei. Then the Rambam, he says, the Rambam says in Perik Desvov Milchas Pesulam Mikdosh Haloch Ezayin, the Rambam says, Shochto lishim odom acher, shu mechuyev chatos, that she nubayu, afilu chatos sheinu kvuo, harei zepsul, because he's mechuyev kapor kemeisi, so it's a machshove of mino, and mino is machri, so it's possible to come. Avol, Haloch Eches, he says, Avol im shochto lishim echod, shu mechuyev eilo, harei zu ksheo, ולא יולצו לבעל, וחיפר אולו ולא ילחבי לי, שיר מחויב חטוס כמייס. אני, even though, the Gemara says, שוחתו, ושמחות שהוא מחויב אלו, שחי זו כשירו, so then the Gemara says, so that חטוס ששוחתו, על מי שמחויב חטוס פסולו, על מי שמחויב אילו כשירו. So it means כשירו in contrast to פסולו, but it doesn't mean כשירו לא לשם חייבו. But לא לשם חייבו. Why? How can that be explained? In the same way as חטוס ששוחת לשם חום. So the Rambam passes, and that's the Gemara Daf Mem Vav. That is, why is it kshero? Because lo yimino lemachiv, so it's not a machshava piseles. Or like kochim v'chalom kochim v'chum v'chalom kochim. But as I said before, so in final analysis, so it's based upon the concept of lo yimino lemachiv. But without the drasha kosu for v'chum v'chalom kochim, then I would deduce the kalchimer kochim v'chalom kochim chum v'kolchkin. So chum v'kolchkin. So that's so. As a result of the Xerosakosov, we cannot induce the Kalachimna. So the Mele Xerosakosov itself is declaratory of the concept of Mino Machiv, Loi Mino, Loi Machiv, Loi Mino Le Machiv. But, so that means it's not the Machshava Piseles, but Stomit isn't. So Mele, Stomit, so it's Eli Shimchei. But in the Chuyev Kapor Kemeisei, so it's Loim in Olim Achiv, it's not the Machshavi Peseles, but Stomi it isn't, so Memele, the Lishmo is lacking, and it is a shino bayla. So then it's luminoli machiv, so it's not a machshava piseles, and it cannot pass on the kolm completely. But by chatos there is aloche that in order to be able lishim chaybo, so it, the heftze, the chatos, must be koring lishim chatos. But stomi is considered as if it is koring the chatos. Stomi is considered that the Chatos Ruvain was coming from Chatos Ruvain, because he Ruvain is the Bailim, so it's aiming to be coming for Ruvain. And there is a Halishem in the Chatos of Ruvain. It is a Chatos Ruvain. And even though Chatos is Kochi Kochi, but the Gemara says in Borokame, Mi Kore Tore de Ruvain, Ve Hashde Tore de Ruvain. So that means that Ruvain is considered the Bailim over the Chatos. And so it's Ruvain's Chatos. It's Ruvin's Chatos, so in Mele it's considered as if it is Koreh Lishem Ruvin. Mashenke, if it is Koreh Lishem Shimen, even though Shimen is a Mechuyev Kaporek Meisei, so Lav Minol Machiv, so it's not a Machshava Piseles, but we cannot say Stomel Lishmokoe in the sense that it's considered as if it had been Nikra for Reuven when he was Mechashir Beferesh, Rishim Shimon. But the Machshove is not the Machshove Lehefer that can puzzle the home completely, but to consider it as if it had been Nikra for Reuven when he explicitly spelled out Rishim Shimon, but Shimon is in Mechuyev Kapore Kemeisei. So it cannot be considered that it was Nikra, it was Nishchat Lishem Ruvein. So it was not, so the Akrove Lishem Ruvein, Bechiyuv is lacking. So Mele, it's also Lishem Chayim. This is what Rami says. Now, Sa'avu Mishoch to Lishem Echot, Shu Mechuyaveilo, Harizu Ksheiro, Vilo Yolso Lipayim, Vichiparolo Vachaveilei, Shu Mechuyav Chatos Kemeisei. That's in respect to Chatos. Let's see how the Rambam mentions the same halochas, these halochas, ligabe in connection with Elo. So then, in Perik Tesvov, Milchas Psula Mikdoshin, halocha Yedale, the Rambam says, Elo sheshochto al mishin mechuyev kom klal leyolso libayelim. Shari shochto shaloi lishem b'oleo. Oh, then another. Now, I had to mention another Rambam. Now, look at this. Shochto lishem mesk sheo, legabe chatos. Will also rebuy me. Shein kapor lemeisi. So it's not shayach to say mes. Let's say the kain was sheichay the behemo. The chatos of Reuven was mechashiv lishim Shimon, and Shimon is dead already. He died. So it's not shayach to say mechuyif kapor kemeisi is a mes. So will also rebuy me. So shochto lishem mishin mechuyif kom klal. Then the Rambam says, Nalochates, Shochto Lishem Mishin Mechuyev Kom Klau, Loi Chatos Veloi Eilo, Veloi Shoko Bones, Harei Zubzulo, Shemu Mechuyev Uvein Yedeya. Rashi, the Rambam doesn't say, Shein Lecho Odom Shemechuyev Kapor Alesi. Not here. The Rambam, in Nalochates, where he discusses a case, where the Kayan Shechts, Chatos Uvein, Lishem Shimon, And Shimon is not mechuyev chatos. To his knowledge, he's not mechuyev elo. Nothing. So harei ze psulo. Why is it psulo? Shemo mechuyev uvin yedeya. So maybe it's possible. Why doesn't the Rambam say, im chodom b'Yisrael, sheim mechuyev kapora alesi? So you could say, maybe the Rambam wasn't even giving us that. Im chodom b'Yisrael, sheim mechuyev kapora alesi. That's a chiddush itself. I mean, that we have to take it for granted that there isn't a tzaddik in the world who is not mechuyev kapore for an esiv mishim. The Gemara says it, so the Gemara says it. So you know it is like that. Maybe the Rambam wasn't even geres. No, but the Rambam mentions that concept of im chodom Yisrael she mechuyev kapore alesi, but in connection with shchita seilo, not in connection with shchitas chatos. Now, the Rambam in Halacha Yudalet, so he said as follows. Eilo sheshochto al mishin mechuyev karbon klal loyolso libaylin shari shochto shaloi lishim boleo v'yav al pi sheze sheshochto lishmei ein mechuyev klum binyonei yevsha shli yechal kapor lishamai shlo chodom b'Yisroel shlo b'amei lom al mitzvah sasei So there are two kashes against the Rambam. One kashi is, but that we'll discuss after we discuss the second kashi. But let me mention, the first kashi is, the Rambam says, if somebody was sheichet an Eilo, let's say Eilas Reuven, so you're sheichet b'shvil Shimon. So it's also the Baili. Why is it also the Baili? Shari shochto shloi shem b'alelam. So then the Rambam is bothered by kashi, is disturbed by difficulty. Why do we say that we also libaylim? But in order to be we also libaylim, he has to be mechuyev kapor, can he say. He has to be mechuyev kapor, can he say. And And since Shimon is not mechuyev in Neilo, Shimon is not mechuyev in Neilo, so he's not mechuyev kapora kemeisei. So Meile, he should be able to buy him mechuyev also. So the Rambam gives the teretz, if we could find such a Jew that is not mechuyev kapora for an essay, then the aloche would be. Suppose there is an exceptional situation. We know that this tzaddik is not a usual tzaddik. It's an unusual tzaddik. But there were Jews who were not mechuyev kapora. I said, but that's something very rare. But suppose we have that situation. Who was never mechuyev kapora for an esef, not even b'sheyek. So then the Rambam implies, if Shimon happens to be such an ideal Jew that he was not mechuyev kapora for an esef, and if the Eile of Ruvein was nishchato l'shem Shimon, so then it would be eilo l'shem chayvo too. But the reason as to why it's not eilo l'shem chayvo is because it's very rare such an ideal Jew. So usually in the ordinary case, even if he's a tzaddik, he's not such a tzaddik. So mele he is mechuyev kapora b'nes, mechuyev kapora. But if he had been an ideal Jew, then it would be Eilel Libayim Shemchev also. So the question is, now, the Rambam is dealing now with Eilel. Eilel, so he's never possibly got to recall. Eilel, even if he would be Mechuyev Kapora Kemisi, let's say, the Kayan Mosheichet, Rubin Seilel, Lishem Shimon, Shimon is Chayven Eilel. Shimon is Chayven Eilel. So it still wouldn't be possible. It would only be low violence in Chevo. And there is aloche of Mechuyev Kapora Kemeise. So Mele, if it's low violence in Chevo, so low violence in Chevo, so then it's not Mechuyev Kapora. So if Shimon would not be Mechuyev Kapora for an essay, So it's saying Mechuyev Kapora Kemeisei, then Rambam implies that then it would work with Shem Chayva too. But the question is, Molefshach, insofar as the Psul is concerned, so by Eilo there is no Psul Igam. Even if he would be Mechuyev Kapora Kemeisei, so it couldn't be Psul Igam. The most that could take place is not to be Eilo by Shem Chayva. Let's say Shimon is Mechuyev Kapora for an Esau. So then, what would happen? He would be Mechuyev Kapora Kemeisei. So maybe it would be a Machshav HaPiseles. But by Eilo, it doesn't pass Ligamre, only, it only negates his Chiyu, his Chiyu. In other words, he's not Yetzi his Chiyu. He's not Yetzi his Chiyu. So maybe, why does the Rambam mention that the reason as to why he's also a Baal Shem Chevo is because he's not an ideal Jew, the implication being, if he had been an ideal Jew, so then it would be Baal Shem Chevo too. But we see Bachatos, that if somebody is Maim Sheikhet, a Chatos, Lishem Shimon, and Shimon is Mechuyev and Eilo, so then, even though it's in Mechuyev Kapor Kemeisei, but it's still a Baal Shem Chevo. So the aloche of any mechuyev kapora kemeisei implies that it's not possible. But by vis-a-vis Eilo, it couldn't be possible anyway. So mimele. So why does the Rambam have to mention because he is chayev kapora? Let's say he's not chayev kapora for an essay. He still wouldn't be Eilo Shem Chevo. Because even when it's lav, you know, let's say kochi chatos l'shem chum or chatos L'shemi shemechuyev Eilo, so the aloch is it's not Eilo Shem Chevo. So even when it's a machshove of lav mino, it's loy machriv, but it's not Eilo Shem Chevo anyway. So why does the Rambam have to emphasize that the reason as to why it's not also libaylim? Because he is mechuyev kapor. Implication being, if he wouldn't be mechuyev kapor l'shemayim for an essay, it would be Eilo libaylim. No, it shouldn't be Eilo Libayim. Even if he had been Mechuyev Kapor, even if he had been Mechuyev Kapor for an essay,
even if he had been an ideal Jew, who has no averes of chesed, it still shouldn't be ill-defined. So the Rambam, obviously, the Rambam here mean implies that vis-a-vis Elo, that there is a distinction between Elo and Chatos. By Chatos, so even if the Machshov is a Machshov of Avmino, of any Mechuyev Kaporek, may say, so it's not possible. But Elo Shem Chayvo, it isn't. Mashin Kin by Elo. If it's a Machshov of Loimino, then it's Elo Shem Chayvo. We have to understand why. But we leave it for a while. So that's the first question. But obviously, there is a difference between Elo and Chatos. In other words, vis-a-vis Chatos, so if it's a machshove of love, we know, so it's not possible, but the Bailim are not Mikayim the Chayim. Vis-a-vis Elo, Elo, Shlomim, Osho, not Chatos, so if it's a machshove of love, we know, then he is in Yeitze, the Chayim. All right, we have to know why. But then there is another kashya. How is it that, so the Kesef Mishneh asked the other kashya, how is it that in Alochetes, when the Rambam says, Shochto v'shem mishim v'chuyiv korban klal, lo yichatos v'lo yoylo v'lishol korbanes, harizip suro shem v'chuyiv uvein yideya. It doesn't say, Eilu chodom Yisroel shem v'chuyiv kapor alesi. But in Aloche, Yudalet, where it discusses the case of an Eilu, of Eilu sheshochto v'shem v'chuyiv korban klal, he doesn't say, shem v'chuyiv uvein yideya. But he says that Eilu chodom Yisroel shem v'chuyiv kapor. So the Kesef Mishneh says, and everybody says, that the Rambam had two gemores. One gemore the Rambam had in the Sugya Dav Zayin, in respect to Chato Sheshochto, al mi sheni mechuyev korban klal. So, is psulo, shemo mechuyevu ben yedeya, shemo mechuyev ben yedeya, and there it means, the Rambam had a gears in the Gemore, of Oma Rove, Chato Sheshochto, al mi sheni mechuyev korban klal, psulo legamre, not only in an Eilu Shemchaivo, Shemo mechuyevu ben yedeya, and what does it mean, shemo mechuyevu ben yedeya? It means, maybe it's chay v'chatos. But he doesn't know, sometimes that is also possible. It's also possible. Maybe it's mechay v'chatos. Even though there has to be idea in order to be mechuyev v'chatos, even if somebody will eat chilek, or be mechal shabbos v'sheyit, and he will not become cognizant at any moment, he's not mechuyev. The idea is mechayev. But sometimes it's possible that the Jew is mechal shabbos v'sheyit, and one moment he's aware of it, and then he forgets. So that is also possible. So this is one gemara. This is one gemara. Chato sheshochto. Al mi sheini mechuye. Chatos sheshochto. The mi sheini mechuye korban klal. Loi chatos leilu v'shol korbanes. Harei ze psulo. Shem mechuye v'ni yedeya. There is a possibility that he's mechuye v'machatos. But he doesn't know. He doesn't know, he forgot. And then the Rambam had another memre in the Gemara that Eilo sheshochto al mishin mechuyev korban klal. So again, it possible. And of course, possible there doesn't mean possible mamish. But possible means, and the Shemkobetzes and Teitzes mention such a girse, possible. But possible in connection with Eilo doesn't mean possible igamre, but it means possible that he is not mekayim the chayim. So there the Gemara says, Eilu chodom Yisroel shein mechuyev kapor ales. This is what the Kesef Mishneh says. Kerneiro says the same thing. Alright, now, so, and the Kesef, and the Shem Kobetzes mentions that girs, because here the Gemara says, Ve'yom arom, chato sheshocht al mishem chuyev chato suho, על מי שמחויב אילו כשאירו, מה הייתה עם מחיפור לא עבור לחברי, חברי דמידי מחויב כפור על כמייס, ויום הרוב אחד וששוחתו, על מי שאינו מחויב, על מי שמחויב כלום פסור, של חודם בישראל שמחויב עשר, ויום הרוב אחד וזמחה פרס, אחרי יובי עשר כל החיים, אחרי יובי כריס זמחה פרס, אחרי יובי עשר לכל ש... And then, כמו רסקה של מי מלבס מנו, ואומר רוב אחד ששוחת על מי שמחויב אחד וסור, אני חושב שאירו, סדן, כמו רסקה, מכיב אלוהים מחפרים, כמו מחפרים. But which Mikvetzes accepts another Girse, and Tesis also mentions another Girse, and the Shimkobetzes here, Dav Zion, accepts that Girse. In other words, the other memory of Yom Arove, Chatos, Sheshochto, Al Mi Shein Mechuyev Klum, is Psuo, Shein Lecho, Shein Lecho, Odom Bisroel Shein Mechuyev Ese, so instead of being Gerets, Chatos, Sheshochto, Al Mi Shein Mechuyev Klum Psuo, so we are Gerets, Eilo Sheshochto, Al Mi Shein Mechuyev Klum Psuo. What does Psuo mean? Not Psuo Gdamre, because that's not Chayach. It means a relation. So we find the number of times that the term psulo is used when it doesn't mean psulo mamesh, but it means he is not mikayim the chayim. So instead of being geiris in this second memory of Rove, chato sheshochto al mishim mechuyev klum, we are geiris, the Shem Kobetzes is geiris, eilo sheshochto al mishim mechuyev klum, psulo means he is not yetzer the chayim, he has to bring another eilo, she'eilo chodom b'Yisroel shein mechuyev ese. So that's the reason. That's the reason as to why Rove says that he's not Mikhail Lechayiv, because Psuo, in connection with Eilo, means he's not Mikhail Lechayiv, not Psuo El Gamre. So, why? Because Eilecho Odom B'Yisroel Shemuchayiv Ese. And then Rove makes another memre, Ve'yomar Rove. That's another memre. According to the Girsa, we have, so one as a Shaykh as with the other. But according to the Betzes Girsa, so it's another memory. Ve'yomar Rove, Chatos mechaperes, another memory. Chatos mechaperes al chayev yese, mikal v'cheimer, al chayev kritzes mechaperes, al chayev yese l'kolsh. So then, the other memory, Sadimor yese kashe, from the other memory of Rove, that says Chatos mechaperes al chayev yese, so that means there is a shayches between Chatos and yese. So Chatos is bar minor of yese. ואומר רובי חטוס ששוחתו על מי שמחויב חטוס פסולו על מי שמחויב אילו על ואומר רובי Why? Because he's mechuyev kapora kemeisim. So it's possible in damre. Al mi shemechuyev veilo is ksheiro, because it's lav mino. But since Rove says chatos mechaperes al chayov eze, so it's bar mino, not lav mino. So it's mino. So mimele, it should also be possible in damre. So the Gemara gives a teretz, mikive loy mechapre, mikufye mechapre. Again, Mikufya means that Chatos is only capable of effecting Kapore Raviris of Ese incidentally. It's never occurring to be Mechaper for an Ese. But Agav Urche, Agav Grore, Agav Gilgo, since it's occurring to be Mechaper for an Issa Kores Vishayi, so Agav Grore and Agav Gilgo, it's also Mechaper for Raviris Ese. So Mimele, since it's only Mechaper incidentally, not directly, only indirectly, so maybe it's considered lavino. The Gemara's kashi was, since Chatos in the Chaperas Alese, it should be considered mino. So the Gemara's teretz is no, it's never considered mino. Why? Because the kapore that Chatos effects for an ese is only incidentally, not direct. So since it's only affects kapore incidentally, agavuch, agav grore, so maybe it's lavino. If it's lavino, so it's loy machiv. So it's Ksheiro, but is not Eilu Shem Chavoso. But then the Kashi is, the first Kashi. Why the Rambam? According to the Rambam's Girse, so the Gemara said that. So then the Gemara spells it out that there is a basic distinction between Chatos and Eilu. Vis-a-vis Chatos. So if it's a Machshove of Lav Mino, so then it's not post. But it's not Eilu Shem Chavoso. it's not Eilu Shemchero. Vis-a-vis Eilu, if it's in Machshove of Lav Mino, so it's in Eilu Shemchero. So the question is why? Apparently, there is a difference, Al-Pedin, between the Lishmo of Chatos and the Lishmo of other components. Ligabe Chatos, so we know that there is a difference. Ligabe Imachshova Piseles, so vis-a-vis Chatos, so the Machshove is puzzles they call Ligam, and vis-a-vis other components, Eilo, Shlomi, Osho, so the Machshove. A machshove lehefer doesn't pass through the kol migamre, but what does the machshove lehefer do? It negates the ilo shimchavos. That's one difference. But then there is another nafkemine between chatos and let's say ilo. Chatos and ilo. Vis-a-vis chatos, so they are two aloches. Vis-a-vis chatos, so one aloch is that there is a machshava apisales, and the machshava apisales passes it ligamre, and then there is another requirement in the heft of the kol that in order to be able to shimchivo, then the chatos has to be nikre lishimchatos. If the chatos is not nikre lishimchatos, even though there is no machshava lefer, so it's not possible. But it cannot be Yerushim Chayivu. By Chatos, the halacha is that it has to be Nikra Lishim Chatos. And if it's not Nikra Lishim Chatos, so then it cannot be Yerushim Chayivu. And of course, if there is a Machshav Lehefer, then it's possibly Gamma. But even if there is no Machshav Lehefer, let's say, suppose it's a Machshav of Lav Minoy, Kochim Lishim, Chatos Lishim Chum. So there is no machshava lehefer because lav mino lemachri. So it's not possible. But there is another halacha, another requirement in the heft of the korban that in the korban, in order to be able to shimchayvo, so it has to be nikav lishimchatos and shinabayim also. It has to be nikav chatos ruvein, has to be nikav lishim ruvein. And if it's not nikav lishim ruvein, even though there is no machshava hapiseles. Because it was nikar l'shem Shimon, and Shimon is lav mino because in the mechuyev kapora kemeisei. So mimele there is no machshava apiseles, but the hakrove in the heftze l'shem chatos l'shem bailim is lacking. And as long as the hakrove l'shem chatos l'shem bailim is lacking, it cannot be l'shem chayim. But stome, there is no machshava altogether. So then stome means since there is bushas. Chatos in the korban in the behema. So since the bailim ruvein is al pedin, he's the bailim of that korban. So mimele and the kohen was not mechashiv anything. So then it's considered that the heftze was mikra lishim chatos. That the heftze was koreim lishim ruvein. Because tomo lishmo koreim. Masheim kei. When there is a machshava lishim chum or lishim bailim that is in mechuyev kapora kemeisei, so loimin ole machiv or in chum mechal in kochim, but so the machshava doesn't puzzle, but we could not say that it was nikrav lishim chatos. After all, he had a machshava lehefech lishim chum, so it's not a machshava apiseles, but it cannot be considered as if it had been as if the heftze the chatos had been nikrav. Lishim chatos. So mimele, if it's not nikrav lishim chatos, so mimele, it cannot eil lishim chavos. So where do we find both halachas? The answer is, I think, very simple. Now, the Gemara says, minolon dibinen zvicha lishmo, by Shlomo. So the Gemara that Dalet says, vim zevach shlomi kovani, shefti zvicha lishim shlomi. Then the Gemara says, ashkechon zvicha, shorabidis minolon, so the Gemara says in that parashe in Vayikro Gimel. So we learn out that not only that zviche has to be lishmo, but that iloche and kabole and zrike also has to be lishmo. All right. So then the Gemara says, all right. So from the parashe Gimel, ויתחו גימום לפסוקים מביא זבח שלום עם קורבני, אין ופסר זבח תהיה שלומו. So we learn out that there is halacha of Shinu Kedesh. But how do we know Shinu Baili? So the Omer of Pinchas, Breg Ravame, Omakho, Psa Zevach Tile Shlomo, Shitizvich Oshin Teva, Imen Shinu Kedesh, Lachmo, Oza Tile Shinu Baili. So then the Gemara is the Kashi, So Ashkhan Zvich, by Shinu Baili. So, as far as the Dalet Avedis, in Shinu Kedesh is concerned, in Shlomim, so that's mentioned in the Posik, Vayikro Gimur Zeva Shlomim Korbonim. But then, how do we know Shinu Baili? So Shinu Baili we know in Vayikro Zayim, Psar Zevach Tine Shlomim. That implies that there is a loche of Mishmol Shinu Baili. Then the Gemara asks, so from the Posik, or Psar Zevach Tine Shlomim, we can only learn out Shchite, but Ashkechon Zviche Uzrike Kabore Minalan. So then the Gemara says Asim Yom Nosir Dirsiv Vezorayu Yase Zevach Shlomim. That's in Nosir in Bamidbar. So then the Gemara says, so we already know Ligabi Shlomim, we know Shinu Kedesh by Shlomim, Shinu Bailim by Shlomim. How do we know the other Kabones Ashkechon Shlomim Shokol Kodoshim Minalan? וחיתם נילך משלומים, מה לשלומים שחינתו נסמיכו ונסוחים תנו בסחוזה בשעית? אלו מקרו, זה יסתרו, לאילו למינכו לחד ולא שם למוי על זה לך שלומים, היא כשנה כוסף לשלומים, מה שלומים בין שנקים ושינו ביילם בין לשמו, אף כל בין שנקים ושינו ביילם בין לשמו. So we have the הקש, of זה יסתרו, all components. So then the Gemara says, אין מהיכה לשוחד לו שלו לשמו ונפצרה, או מקרו מייצר סחו תשמי. So the Gemara says, The Gemara says that we have to resort to both, to Meitzes Asecho Tishmei and to the Droshe of Zeis Teras of Zeis Hater Olayil Michol Chatur Loshon Muin Zev Hashlomim Hikish Akos Lishlom. And so this Droshe of Zeis Hater Olayil Michol Chatur Loshon Muin Zev Hashlomim implies what? That it's possible gamble? No. Because in the same posik is included Shlomim and Deilo and Osho. As far as Shlomim, Eilo, Osho are concerned, there is no psuli gamre. Only by Chatos there is a din of psuli gamre. But as far as Eilo, Osho and Shlomim are concerned, so what does it mean it's possible? That it's not Eilo, Ibailim, Shimcheimu. Not psuli gamre. So since in the same posik chatos is included, so obviously vis-a-vis chatos, this Zakosov tells us a aloche that it's not Eilu Shem Chaimo. But we couldn't apply this droshe of Zei Satir Oleilu Michol Chatos Roshon Lemuim Zev HaShlomim Hikishim Akosov Lishlomim in connection with chatos. And that applies to Chatos too. So that couldn't apply to Chatos Lishemeilo. Because Chatos Lishemeilo could not come within the scope of this Zirzakosov. Because this Zirzakosov implies a negation of Eilo Lishemeilo, not Psuligamre. So obviously, this Zirzakosov that includes Chatos along with Eilo and Shlomi Menoshon, it only implies that there is no Eilu Shem Chaimo, not that it's possible Gamre. So vis-a-vis Chatos, the Gzerzakos of the Hekesh, of Zei Satir Ol Eilu Shlomim, Liminchol Chatos, Lochem Luim, Ulzeb HaShlomim, Hikish HaKos of Lishlomim, it implies vis-a-vis Chatos, it implies that in the case of Lav Mino, when it's not possible Gamre, because Lav Mino Lemachiv, but still, Bitzad the Hekesh, of Zei Satir Oleilu Leilu, Limincho, Lechatos, Leoshom. So we have Xerzakosov that it's not Eilu Shem Chaimo. Masheinkin vis-a-vis Oshom, Shlomim, Eilu. So the Xerzakosov applies not to a machshove of Lav Mino, but to a machshove of Mino. So in other words, and as far as a machshove of Lav Mino, as a machshove of Mino by Chatos is concerned, so that's based upon another posik That's based upon the other pasuk. The chatos menolon dichsiv yishochat yisrael chatos shedei shchitol shem chatos. So that pasuk implies that it's possible legamle. But that pasuk of yishochat yisrael chatos has reference to imach shavim no. There it's possible legamle. Mashein kei by other kabbonis by shlomim by elo by oshom. It's not possible legamle. So there it's not elishim chayvo. So insofar as Oshon, Shlomim, Eilo are concerned. So the Tzirasakos of Abzei Sateo Leilo, Lemincho, Ule Oshon, Umluyim, Ultebach HaShlomim has reference to Machshav Emino. Vis-a-vis Chatos, it couldn't have reference to the Machshav of Mino, but the Machshav of Lav Mino, because the Machshav Emino couldn't be included in this Tzirasakos of Abzei Sateo Lehekesh. Because the Xerzakosu from the Hekesh of the Satero implies that it's kosher it is, it's not El Shem Chaimo. The Xerzakosu of Mishoch HaTeiso implies that it's possibly Gamle. The answer is, the Xerzakosu of Mishoch HaTeiso has reference to Chatos and the Machshove of Shinukei de Shinubailim of Mino. But, Loi Mino, so the Xerzakosu of Mishoch HaTeiso of Chatos and Shchitos Shem Chatos has no application. So then it comes within the Hekesh of the Isatero. But insofar as the Hekesh, the Kersakos of the Isatero is concerned, so there is a difference between Elo and Oshom and Shlomim on one hand, and Chatos on the other. As far as Elo and Oshom and Shlomim are concerned, so the Hekesh has reference to a Machshove of Mino. As far as Chatos is concerned, so the Xerzakos of Zei Sateiro, Leilo, Micho, Lechatos, has reference to Machshove of Lav Mino. So in other words, so that it means, so in final analysis, it means, because Stomer Lishmo Koe, so there is a basic distinction between Chatos and Eo. And Shlomim and Oshom are like Eo. As far as Chatos is concerned, so we have two Xerzakosov. One Xerzakosov in respect to a Machshove of Mino, that's the Xerzakosov for Vishochatus Lechatos. So that the Xerzakosov implies is possibly Gam. And as far as a Machshove of Loi Mino is concerned, which is not included in not implicit in Xerzakosov of Vishochatus Lechatos, but it's implicit in Xerzakosov of Zei Sateiro. So insofar as Chatos is concerned, it has reference to a Machshove of Lav Mino. Sachshove Vlav Mino. But Mashein came in respect to Eiro and Shlomim and Oshom, so the Xerasakosu of Zei Sateiro has reference only to Machshove Mino. So then what it means is, in final analysis, that insofar as an Eiro, Oshom and Shlomim are concerned, there is no halacha that in order that the korban should deil l'shem chivosei, so the korban must be korev l'shem elo, must be korev l'shem shlomim. Since stomer lishmo koe, so there are two halachas of stomer lishmo koe. In respect to elo and shlomim and oshom, stomer lishmo koe implies that in view of the fact that the korban, that the elo has b'shas elo, so the mele there is no requirement that the heftze must be korev l'shem elo. And the only requirement is that there shouldn't be a machshav lehefer. So the mele, if there is a machshav l'shem chum, or l'shem mi shem l'chuyuf kapor, can they say, lav mino l'machiv, so it's not a machshav lehefer, it's not a machshav apiseles, so the mele itziv mele l'shem chayiv also. Mashein kein in respect to chatos. So we have two Xerzakosov. Besides the Xerzakosov, we show Chatos and Shim Chatos, that the Machshov is Machshov in Peseles. There is another Xerzakosov implicit in the Hekesh of Zei Sateiro, Leil Mincho Lechatos. And as far as Chatos is concerned, it has reference to Machshov of Lav Mino. So there it's not because it's a Machshov of Peseles, because Lav Mino is Machim. So what does the Xerzakosov or the Hekesh of Lechatos imply? That Chatos, in order to be Eil Shim Chaimo, must be Nikrev. But Stome is considered as if it had been Nikrev. Bechiyuv l'shem chatos. Mashenkin l'shem chum. Or Mishen mechuyev kapora kemeisei. So there is no machshov lehefer. But it was still not Nikrev bechiyuv l'shem chatos. So Mimele Odo Mishim Bailim of the Chatos, so Mimele it's in Eilo Shem Chabad.
Rabbi Yo has his own car.
Yeah.
Also Rabbi Yo.